Did you go out to work?
I was working, yes, I was first of a different work. At one stage, I got a job at Stoke Mandeville Hospital as an auxiliary nurse. It was very interesting because my English wasn't very good, and the nurses hated me because I couldn't speak to them. And they asked me always to do all the dirty job, but I'm not supposed to do it. That's supposed to be her job, their job. Asked me to do it. So it wasn't a very nice experience. Anyway, after my husband got a job and we moved to another place, so I left that and moved and got another job. I got a job in a church. It's a porcelain factory, porcelain research department. And I got a job there as a technician. And then we moved to London. And then when my husband was doing his PhD, I had a job at the head office of Sainsbury's in the office. That was quite a good job. And after that, another job at Barclay. What's the name? It's another big factory, a big place, packing something. Again, I got a job in the lab, testing the papers or whatever it is. Anyway, after my husband got a job in Edinburgh, we moved up to Edinburgh. And then came up and then bought a bungalow in one part of Edinburgh. We got a mortgage. And then when my children start, my family start, and then the house, the bungalow was too small, so we moved to a bigger house where I'm still living in the same house on my own. Because since then my children all grow up and they are away, and I'm on my own, and my husband died as well. And that's it. And I like it, and liked in Edinburgh, and I
Stop a
liked in
minute.
Scotland.
Tell me your first impressions of Scotland. What were your first impressions of Scotland? Can you remember?
I loved it. It was beautiful. And I really loved it because the part where I come from in Hungary is a plain. There is no mountain, no river, no nothing, just plain. And then that part of Hungary where I come from. And the first time when I saw the hills, Ortoseat or the Pentland or Portobello, the sea, it was just something out of this world. It was to me. I liked it very much, and I liked the Scottish people because I noticed that their costume is very similar to the Hungarian costume, and I couldn't make out why is that. They had the haggis, and we used to have the haggis as well,
The
and then
haggis,
haggis, yes, and all that sort of thing. And then later I discovered that actually we have a connection, the Hungarians and the Scots, because Queen Margaret of Scotland, who was grown up in St. Stephen's household, who was a Hungarian king, and this Prince Margaret and his brother, who was English, but he had to escape as refugees, went to Hungary, and they grew up and learned and educated in the St. Stephen's household in Hungary. And I thought maybe, because I believe she brought in the Christianity to Scotland, as I believe, I don't know. And then maybe their custom originated for this time. So I loved Scotland, I loved the custom of Scotland, and I liked the scenery in Scotland. It's lovely, it's nice.
Did you find the people friendly?
Some people very, very friendly. But I found there's another type of people, especially in Edinburgh. They are very clannish. And they couldn't forgive me that I'm a foreigner. And they behaved accordingly. But then I got used to it. I used to be bothered about it, but then I got used to it. And then I don't even notice it anymore. But you can't change people, that's it.
So you brought up, tell me a bit about your family, what children you have.
I have three children. Well, I am Jewish, but I am not so-called very practicing Jew. I am a sort of half-half and pretty open-minded, and I have a lot of non-Jewish friends as well. But I found a lot of people who are not very sincere, and I don't like that.
But you have three
I
sons.
have three sons, and they were all born and bred and educated in Edinburgh, and then went to the Aberdeen University and Dundee and St Andrews University and Napier in Edinburgh. So I've been all three of them educated and graduated, and they all have good jobs. They're all working. Unfortunately, they're working down in England because they find us very difficult for them to find a job in Scotland. And I suggested them to change their name, but no, they keep their Hungarian name. And I remember my first son in the primary school, there was a school exchange with France, and a group of French children came to Edinburgh, and a group of children from the school from Edinburgh went to France. And then I kitted out my son's kilt, and then when the holiday was over, or the trip was over, they came home and they brought me a newspaper cutting of a French newspaper where it says, with a picture, with a photograph, that my son Andrew Laszlo is representing the Scottish school of Scottish children in France. So that was my son with a Hungarian name, with a kilt representing Scotland in France.